What if I said, you can have anything in life? I guess you would probably say, I don't believe you. Ah, believe. An excellent choice of words. Let's just say that what I'm saying is true. You can have anything you want. What would be the one thing that would make your life complete? Now listen to me closely, because what I'm about to tell you will change your life. You can have anything in life, including happiness, and I'm here to tell you the secret of how to get it. Let's just believe that life holds a greater purpose. I'm here to help you see beyond yourself and your present situation. You're in a rough spot. That's okay. Some people get their eyes off the truth and they begin to embrace the lie. And they believe that lie becomes the truth, and their whole life is wrapped around it. What is your lie? Not knowing what you want to do? Not having enough money or time to accomplish the things that you want to do? Having the freedom to find your true purpose, or being lit up by the day-to-day at work? Lack of clarity about who you are and your purpose? How to find the right role or position for yourself now that will bring joy in your work? Balancing your needs and desires for flexibility while making enough money and having the benefits that you want. Utilizing that potential in the best possible way for yourself and others. Or feeling like you have nothing to offer now, rather than feeling constantly as if you're not ready and need more training. Figuring out what to do next to keep yourself afloat and be a bridge to your later years in retirement. Overcoming feelings of ineptitude, negativity because of career setbacks. Life is hard, and you have had many failures and successes, and now you feel alone. Again, you've hit rock bottom. Once again, and you have to start all over again. It's hard handling just the tragedies of life. It's hard. How people look at you, how they respond to you, it's very hard. It's humiliating. Here's what I have discovered that happens in life. You will go through things, and while you're going through things, you can't understand why it's happening to you. But after you go through it, and you step back, and you look at it, and you say, oh, now I understand why I needed that lesson. Wisdom will come from the unlikeliest of sources. When you hit rock bottom, remember this when you're struggling. Rock bottom can also be a great foundation on which to build and on which to grow. Has that ever happened to you? That you could not understand it then, but after you got through it, then you saw that was preparing you for something bigger and better. As you grow through challenges of life, and you look at it, and you embrace whatever comes to you, don't ever run from it. Step toward it. Don't duck it like most people do. You see, most people want it easy. You see, easy come, easy what? Easy go. But when you go at what you're going to deal with, you deal with the difficulties of it. When you handle those hard things close at hand, making those hard decisions right now that you don't want to make, learning those things that you don't like to do, but you know that in order to get where you want to go, this is one of the hoops that you are simply going to have to flip through. And I'm not saying to you, whatever you've got to do, because if you don't, life is going to whoop you until you surrender. And you say, okay, all right, I'll cooperate, I'll learn, okay. You've worn me out, so it's hard. Well, how do you hang in there during those hard, difficult times? You must have faith. You've got to believe in yourself. You've got to believe in your abilities. You've got to believe in your service, your company, your ideas. Unquestionably, you've got to have faith. And that faith lives in you with patience. It's not going to happen as quickly as you want it to happen. Lots of things will happen that will catch you off guard. And so therefore, you've got to keep moving. Keep plugging away. In the Far East, they have something that is called the Chinese bamboo tree. The Chinese bamboo tree takes 5 years to grow. They have to fertilize and water the ground where it is every day, and it doesn't break through the ground until the fifth year. But once it breaks through the ground, within 5 weeks, it grows 90 feet tall. Now the question is, does it grow 90 feet tall in 5 weeks or 5 years? The answer is obvious. It grows 90 feet tall in 5 years. Because at any time, had that person stopped watering and nurturing and fertilizing that dream, that bamboo tree would have died in the ground. And I can see people coming out and talking to this guy. They're watering and fertilizing the ground. That's not showing anything. Hey, what you doing? You've been out here a long time, man. And the conversation in the neighborhood is, oh, you're growing a Chinese bamboo tree, is that right? Yeah, that's right. Well, even Ray Charles and Stevie Wonder can see that there's nothing growing. You know, that's how people are going to do you. So how long have you been working on this? How long have you been working on your dreams and you have nothing to show for it? This is all you got to show? People are going to do that to you. And some people, ladies and gentlemen, they stop because they don't see instant results. It doesn't happen quickly. They stop. No. You've got to keep watering your dream. And when it began to happen, they stopped laughing. Look. Wow. Hey, man. I knew you could do that. Look, hey, you got a job for me here? You see, during those hard times, you didn't know how you were going to pay your bills. Those times when you failed, things didn't work out. They were nowhere to be found. You know, what I've discovered, when you're working at your dreams, some say the harder the battle, the sweeter the victory. Oh, it's sweet to you. It's good to you. Why? You see, when it's hard, when it's a struggle, see what you become in the process is more important. The kind of person you become, the character you've built, the courage you've developed, the faith you've manifested, oh, it's something. You get up in the morning, you look at yourself in the mirror, you're a different kind of person. You walk with a different kind of spirit. People know that you know what life is, that you have graced life. You knew it was hard. Go on in full faith.